Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Kaser Blasting and Coatings can blast and powder coat anything metal, Bill.
Jace!
Talking railings,
voice crack,
fences, metal furniture, yard signs, vent covers, antiques, car parts, car bodies, trailers, and more. They blast away years of corrosion and protect with a durable coating. If that is something you need or are curious about, call them at 402-421-3559 or go to KaserBlasting.com for a free quote today.
Farm equipment has things that need to be fixed. Corrosion. Is that right? Is that the right word?
Yes.
Corrosion?
100%.
Thank you. And that goes on in farm equipment all the time, and Kaser is able to fix that.
Harsh conditions in Nebraska.
Very harsh conditions. Very harsh. And you have weather. I mean, you have salt. You're dealing with salt.
The wide variance of weather takes its toll on those machines.
115 degrees outside, and sometimes it's 60 below zero.
Right.
It gets to you. You got to fix stuff.
60 below.
Free consultation.
Damn.
With Jace.
Kaser.
Mechanical engineer. That's who you're dealing with.
You need these people.
The thing is, right away, my first thought would be intimidating, right? It's not.
It's not?
It's not. Very welcoming. I mean, Jake knows that. Jake was out on the campus. Like that. You think you might feel stupid when you walk on there or have questions?
No.
You don't. No, very welcoming.
How about working in a business where you could say to a client, hey, just come by the campus.
Come by the campus.
It'd be incredible. By the campus.
Imagine us working on a campus. Yes. Having our own campus. What would you and me have a campus of?
That'd be an interesting campus, wouldn't it?
Where you guys at? Well, we're in that strip mall. I'd have a place in the strip mall. Was it a campus? Well, not really. It's just one little room.
Stretch. Call the campus would be a big stretch.
Big stretch to call anything I have with a campus. Kaser has a campus. Thank you.
KaserBlasting.com. I just saw this during the break. I got an email.
Oh, wow.
Is
it breaking news?
Kind of, I guess. There's a betting website that's putting out different odds for certain things for the upcoming college football season.
What is the betting website? Can you say it?
I'm not going to. I don't want to go through that mess again. We had phone calls about that. A particular betting website has put out 36 names for the list for the John Mackey Award for Nation's Top Tight End.
Okay.
Who's in there?
There is a Nebraska player on the list of the top 36. Do you want to guess who they have as the tight end?
Tell me it's not Mac Markway.
It is not Mac Markway.
Who is it then?
Why am I asking you?
Hold it. Is this Sipples?
I have curtailed that discussion.
But who's on the list, Zip?
Heinrich
Harburg.
H.H.
Seen as 100 to 1 odds, but he's in the top 36. So
that's pretty impressive.
Time for last of the 36, but still, he's on the list.
He looks good on air.
Yeah. There was discussions. I mean, his name comes up all the time in the tight end room when they're talking about tight end play. And he can do a lot of different things. I think the part that always, it's kind of like the time where it finally now being out of position, because sometimes I think we kept thinking like, well, this is an incredible bonus because he can also play quarterback. Being at the tight end spot makes you be a tight end. Some people think
I'm not that.
It's like, well, he can travel and he can be a tight end. Then if we need him at quarterback, no, that position you had to be at full time. That's the way it works. Yeah. So now that he's made the transition full time, he's in that room like that. Now you have a chance to develop him.
Right. Exactly. And the other.
How do you look? You saw him at practice.
I didn't see him. Yeah. I didn't watch him. There's so much going on.
Better watch because he's getting some high praise.
Saturday,
here.
You should be able to. Yes. You're going to be there for a couple hours.
You guys
hours.
Are going to be there too.
Good we'll chance. See what that looks Very like. Strong chance.
It's just a blocking question with him. I mean, that's pretty much what we're talking about. He can get down the
Does
field.
Does it make you smile seeing that he's the one on the list for Nebraska? You praise
no,
him all
not
offseason?
Really. I mean, I.
You did. Yeah. You're very high in Heinrich. It's fine. And this is validation for that, I suppose. Someone feels the same way.
I suppose.
Yes, about it.
I'm not sure what that list means.
Tight end, former
quarterback.
I'm
interested in what that looks like. I think he can beat people. You got to beat safeties, right?
Safeties, linebackers.
Yeah.
Safeties, linebackers.
Let's see if he can beat them. I mean, on air, I'm not going to get tricked by the whole on air thing. When if someone's guarding you, covering you, can you beat them? That's all I'm interested in.
The weather may be cooling down, but the deals are heating up during the Red Hot Sale event at Omaha Steaks. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, beefy burgers, cozy comfort meals, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today. From tailgating essentials to everyday family favorites, the Red Hot Sale event is your chance to save big on everything you need to serve up fabulous fall flavor. USDA certified tender steaks, plump and juicy air-chilled chicken, easy appetizers, and even cozy comfort meals for those busy weeknights. And every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Blaze a trail to OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the Red Hot Sale event. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com code HOTSALE. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Got to beat them.
And there's different of the inline blocking and then the away zone blocking. The away zone blocking, really, you just got to kind of have just
get
as long as you have some heart and you get in the way, you're going to get it done. That's not one of those blocks where you go, man, how do we teach? Now, when they have to be in line, they have to block a 6 technique, which is someone that's head up on them. A 7 technique is inside shade, or a 9 technique, which is outside shade. And you have to block a defensive end. That's where it gets real.
That's the part that stands out. That he came off his feet, and you made fun of me. I thought he meant he got lifted off his feet. He said, you got to keep your feet on. I mean, I was like, well, somebody lifted him off the ground.
Gator chimes in and says, you guys may have heard of the names Taysom Hill and Travis Kelce. They went from quarterback to tight end. Worked out pretty well for them as well.
I didn't know that about Kelce. He went from quarterback?
He was a quarterback at one point.
Yeah. Did you know that?
What's that?
I didn't know that.
No, was he a quarterback at Cincinnati?
I don't know if he was at Cincinnati as a quarterback, but he was a quarterback in high school.
Okay.
That's a big difference.
It's a huge difference.
We'll give you
Taysom Hill, Gator, but Travis
Kelce. And Taysom didn't do a lot of tight end. He was like a Swiss Army knife.
The reason I've toned it down is the realization it's a huge transition. It's a huge transition for Heinrich. And I just... And then Bill makes a good point. I was telling Sean yesterday, okay, he only gets a few weeks here, 3 weeks, really. I mean, of.
Well, he had spring. He was there all spring.
Well, he gets the spring, but now it's a big August, but it's a big 3 weeks because he doesn't get all of August.
But it's not asked the same. When I go back and watch what the tight ends were asked to do, you go way back in time, like the William Washington and these other
Junior
tight ends.
Junior Miller.
These guys, they were inline tight ends blocking. It was really difficult blocking. Very difficult who he had to block. Also, you're blocking Broderick Thomas. And
so it's a little different now.
A little different like that. Not the players that they have to block, but it's just the split zone. It's not, it's a, hey, I got to get in the way of this guy so he can't undercut this play. There's some different parts of it. You know, now I'll say this. That's one of the reasons that you saw Michigan's tight ends be so popular is because they do block that. They do block it. They're inline tight ends. They were 12 and 13 personnel and running the football. And that was a little bit more old school with how they run. So, and then you took the ones that were just the opposite that were detached tight ends in their career, and they went to the NFL and they tried to attach. Didn't go well. It was like, didn't go well. You know, not at all.
Regarding Travis Kelce, this is Gator follows up saying, according to the Kelce documentary on Amazon Prime, he went to Cincinnati as a quarterback, was kicked off the team, and came back as a tight end.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Gator.
Kelce turned out pretty good, except in the Super Bowl when he just kind of quit. Why is that taboo to say? He quit. You watched the film. He quit.
Yeah, that was by all the pundits have said. Yeah,
it's not taboo, Jay.
Yeah.
If you want some more, I'm not
very uncomfortable.
No, I'm not uncomfortable. But we know that Cincinnati has a good tight end, Joe Royer. We'll see him
first team All Big 12.
These odds put him just ahead of Heinrich Harburg. So
really?
First team potential All Big 12 tight end is just ahead of Heinrich Harburg.
Really, Royer doesn't have better odds.
Right now, according to this website, RJ Maryland of SMU is the leader in the clubhouse for the John Mackey Award this year.
Who's second?
Jack Andrews of Texas. And then your favorite school is third, Zip.
That would be Georgia.
No, this is a sarcastic favorite school. Yes.
Who is it?
Vanderbilt. Eli Stowers at Vanderbilt is the third best odds to win the John Mackey Award.
Okay, Vandy.
Oregon has Kenyon Sadiq, 8-1 odds.
He's really good.
Max Clair at Ohio
Where's
State.
Where's Iowa, Michigan in this list?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
That's good. Well,
Max Clair, Ohio State's 9-1. Iowa has Addison Astrenga at 50-1 odds. And you said Michigan? Michigan has Marlon Klein, 25-1 odds to win the John Mackey Award. But Heinrich Harburg.
Did you say Penn State on there?
Penn State replacing Tyler Warren.
They have somebody.
Khalil Dinkins at 55-1 odds. So he's
have somebody
lower, at 20th best odds.
And who was the Michigan tight end last year that went like 12?
Was it Loveland?
Colston Loveland.
And he went ahead of the Penn State guy.
He did. First round pick.
Oh, those guys were good though.
Yeah. So like I said, Big Ten and tight ends.
Whoa.
Impressive.
Woo.
Impressive.
That line of Iowa guys, baby. I mean, those are some dudes now.
And you go back to, Dallas Clark back in the...
Way before
the current ones.
Laporta.
Laporta, Hawkinson. Laporta. They had another guy with a long name that played for the Texans. I forget his name all of a sudden.
Laporta was a third-string quarterback for the bowl games last year. He's a freak. Total freak.
The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.